You know, the crisis started in end of 2010, following the election, and a lot of people had been displaced. So they were not able to harvest their crops beginning of the year. So they had to flee and they could not harvest. Another thing is when all these people left the home, very often they left without anything. And also their food and their stocks of seeds have been looted. You know that there is one main agriculture season which is starting now. And our main concern is all these people who are displaced, who will not be able to return to their area and to be able to cultivate on their land, they will lose this season. So it will have a huge impact on food security, and these people will be in need of food assistance for a long period as they are not able to benefit of this main season.
So what is the FAO doing to try to help?
We now are preparing the distribution of seeds to recent returnees, because there are some people who are coming back to their home, or to the families who are hosting some IDPs in their area.
Now, the rainy season is about to begin, if it hasn't begun already. So are you saying that really nothing can be done at this time to salvage the harvest for this season?
We will do our best to assist the people who are able to cultivate, who have their land. But our concern is for all these people who are still displaced. Some people are, for example, in camps. Many of them are, agriculture, and they will not be able to benefit of this season. They will not be able to plant, and so they will lose this season. And this is our main concern. On our side, we are assisting approximately 10,000 households, so which is approximately 60,000 people. Like you said, it's actually the period where they prepare their land, so it's really the time to do it.
So does Ivory Coast have one planting season? In other words, later in the year, might there be another season?
There is another small counter season in autumn, but the main season, it is now.
So the people in Ivory Coast won't be able to have a full harvest, a major harvest, until at least a year from now?
Yeah, it's true. A lot of people, they will not be able to benefit of it. For example, in the region of Moyaka Valley, we were there yesterday, and there are still a lot of areas which are completely empty. Some village have been destroyed. The people didn't come back to their village. So all these people who are displaced, they will not be able to cultivate on their land. So this is a main concern, of course. The consequences, a lot of people will need more food for a longer period, as the lean season also will be longer.
Do you have access to all the areas that you need to get to bring the seeds, the fertilizers, the tools, etc.?
We have limited access. There are still some areas which are restricted for us, but we have access to some areas, but there are still in Moyaka Valley few areas where we don't have access.